Frozen, the stage musical. There is a tendency for adaptations of Disney movies to come over as a bit pantomime. I'm reminded of Timon and Pumbaa, the genie and Jafar in Aladdin, and the Mersisters and Chef Louis in The Little Mermaid. However, this is absolutely not the case with Frozen. The nearest this show gets to pantomime is Hygge, a new song that is not in the film, where the ensemble come out of a sauna naked. Obviously, they are not really naked, just bodysuits. From the first scene where young Elsa and Anna are playing, and Elsa accidentally hurts Anna with her magic, this is a serious piece of drama. There are four teams of children playing young Elsa and Anna, and I don't know which team we saw, but these two little girls were excellent in every way. Samantha Barks and Laura Daukus played Elsa and Anna respectively. Samantha Barks has a wonderful voice, and her rendition of Let It Go, which every little girl in the audience was looking forward to, was fantastic. She plays the troubled magical heroine with great sensitivity and is a great contrast to her sister Anna. Laura Daukus's Anna, who is probably the real leading lady, is feisty, a little bit geeky, and genuinely concerned for the sister she loves. But for me, the show was stolen by the non-human characters, Sven and Olaf. Sven the reindeer is played by Ashley Birchall and Michaela Jade. I'm not sure which one is the front half and which the back half, but they operate as a brilliant team, making Sven full of character and charm. Olaf the snowman is puppeted and voiced by Craig Gallivan. He is a wonderful character, witty, charming, and is summed up by his own introduction, "My name is Olaf, and I like warm hugs." But what really makes this show are the wonderful effects, which are led by the lighting and projection, instantly transforming the set into an ice-covered world. Lighting designer Neil Austin, special effects designer Jeremy Chernick, and video designer Finn Ross have to be commended for this brilliant work. There is also an amazing effect when Elsa transforms from her green dress to her white costume. I actually know how this is done, and no, I'm not going to tell you, but it is so quick that even if you know it's going to happen, your eye misses it. I must also say what a pleasure it is to hear a show played with such a large orchestra. It definitely adds an extra dynamic element. Frozen is only on at Drury Lane until 8th September, so if you haven't seen this wonderful show, I strongly recommend you book tickets. You will not be disappointed. It's a 5-star production.